Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing something else, but guess what? You chose to spend it with us, and for that, we're totally grateful. We do not take it for granted at all. We want to thank you again for listening in and joining us tonight, and we want to thank our sponsors. Who are our sponsors for the month of June? We have Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, LLC, where aftercare matters the most. Schedule your free consultation at 470-298-2630. That's 470-298-2630. Or you can visit them at www.postsurgeryatlanta.org. That's www.postsurgeryatlanta.org. We have Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Bridgewell Realty, Inc. is owned by Bridge Howell, and it is located in Cottage, Georgia. Contact her at 404-941-0435 for all of your real estate needs. That number again was 404-941-0435. And to get a special price to sell your home, mention On Fire to Inspire. Mention that you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire, and they will take care of you and give you a special price. Again, call 404-941-0435. We have Afographics. Afographics is your one-stop shop to all of your graphic needs. Afographics has all of our flyers, so anything that you see that I post that looks like a flyer, a video, any of that that I post from my personal page or the On Fire to Inspire network page, on the business page, that is coming from Afographics. It's spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A, F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. And they can take care of anything from flyers to banners, annotations, newsletters, business cards, letterhead. They even do photography. All of the pictures that you've seen of me have come from Afographics as well. They do logos and websites as well. To contact Afographics, you can call 706-489-6416. Again, that's 706-489-6416, or afographics@gmail.com. And Afographics and all of our sponsors have a business page on Facebook, and that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. We have Radiology that does all of our commercials. Infographics does the video, the photography, and the graphics. Radiology does the videos and our infomercials. And they are, you can contact them at 706-873-1519. Radiology is V, and then the word audio, and then L-O-G-Y, radiology@gmail.com. They do infomercials, commercials, and videos. Thank you, Radiology. Unique Expression by Design. To take care and customize any of your product needs, whether it's personal or professional, from pens to mugs, T-shirts, pencils, anything that you need, you can contact them at 470-588-2701. If you haven't gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, make sure you go out there and get your copy today on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble and all of your social media outlets. It's only $2.99. And then finally, we have a new person with us as a sponsor. Her name is Miss Cornelia, Elder Cornelia Brown. She is a specialist that takes care of your travel needs. So she's actually giving out a few free sponsorships right now. You get your free portal, and you can up on our page. We're posting everything. I boomerang, and they say I go for less, and they guarantee that you will be able to travel for less through them. So you'll be able to look at a portal and look at the different prices She is a travel ambassador with I Travel for Less, iBoomerang.com. And her number is 404-786-0873. Again, that's 404-786-0873. Contact her for your personal fight. She's given out a couple of free fights just for our On Fire Inside listeners. So reach out to her, 404-786-0873, and let her know that you are an On Fire Inside listener, and she will definitely make sure she get one of those personal portals to you. Thank you to all of our sponsors of On Fire Inside. We truly appreciate you. And for those of you who are interested, email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. And see how we can help you, partner with you, and collaborate, and see how we can get some more visibility to your business, your event, if you have an event you want to publicize, or a service or organization as well. Well, guys, tonight's topic is staying connected. And so one of the things that the Lord placed on my heart, the topic, he had three questions that he placed in my spirit. There were three questions. So I want you to ask yourself, first of all, with those three questions, the first question is, who are you staying connected to? Who are you connected to? Who are you connected to? Who are you connected with? That's your first question. Who are you connected to? Who are you connected with? Number two, what are you connected to? What are you connected with? Your business connections, your social connections, what are you connected to? Number three, why are you connected? And then what do you connect with them with? Are you connecting online? Are you connecting in organizations? And what's the priority? How are you prioritizing these connections? Because so many people are connecting via social media and everything else, but they've lost sight of the true connection, the staying connection to our Lord and Savior. And so they're so busy that they only contact him as if he's in short order cook. And that is so not right. So we need to kind of, dummy it on back down, have a seat and be still and say, okay, where am I prioritizing my connections? We got to stay connected, yes. But are we staying connected, number one, to him? Then number two, are you staying connected with your family? You're so connected to everybody, your organizations and everything, but is your spouse now a stranger? Are you connected to everything and everybody that you don't even know your spouse? Or your children? You don't know your children because you're so connected to everything and everybody that your children have grown up and they've gone on about their lives and you don't even have a relationship with them. What are you connected to? What's taking priority in your life? And many times we're all having to reassess things. You know, life happens, things happen. And so what are you doing? How are you connecting? Why are you connecting? Is it of an importance that you connect to these organizations at this point in time? I want you to assess, why am I connected? What kind of time is it taking up? Is it taking away time from my spouse? Is it taking away time from my family time? Is it taking away time from my business? What are you connecting to? So it is time for us to reassess, go back and look at staying connected. What are you connecting to? Why are you connecting? Who are you connecting to? And making sure that it is a fruitful, healthy relationship that is not one-sided. Because even in friendships, if it's one-sided and lopsided, guess what? That's still unhealthy. And it's still being unequally yoked. You know, when you think of unequally yoked, you think of unequally yoked marriages. Well, there can be unequally yoked other relationships. And when I say other relationships, there could be friendships that are unequally yoked. And when I say that, I'm saying you're the person that's constantly giving, 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 but that friend is just taking. They're not giving you any input. They're not giving you any emotional support, any mental support. They're just a taker. They're just an opportunist. You need to reassess that relationship. Where are your priorities and the connections that you're in right now? the people that you're connected to. If you're locked arms with these people right now and you are weak, would they hold you up? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Would they hold you up? If you lock arms with your connections right now, could they hold you up if you were too weak to hold yourself? If the answer is no, you need to reassess. So, number one, we definitely need to stay connected to God. We need that first and foremost. Number two, are you connected to your family? Whether if you're single, are you staying connected to your family members in a way that's still healthy? I'm not saying that, you know, you breathe and live your family. No, that's not healthy either. But what I'm saying is a healthy connection to, you have parents that are getting older. Are you checking in on them? Or are you too busy even to worry about it? You know, life happens, yes. You have busy lives. But are you checking in on your family members? Because you may think that, oh, they'll be here forever. Well, if your parents are in their 80s, they've lived a long life already. So are you connecting and making sure you're staying connected in a healthy, whole way? All right. And then finally, your connections on a personal level and friendships, are they fruitful? Are they lifting you up? Do they tell you the truth? Because you don't need a yes and an amen every time you look around. No, you need some people that's going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you that, you know, that's out of order. They're going to tell you that, that doesn't look right. They're not going to just appease you to just appease you. That's not a true friend. A true friend is going to tell you, you know what, girl, that doesn't work for you. Or, man, you know what, I don't agree with this because this doesn't look right. And you have to, sometimes you may agree to disagree, but at the same time, if there is a place that they truly love you from the heart, they want the best for you. So they're not just going to agree with you to make you happy. They're going to disagree because they know the best in you. They bring out the best in you. Many people, I remember as kids, we always say, that's my best friend. Well, as an adult, you know, a lot of times you have a lot of associates. And then the friendships, you know who your true friends are. Who are you deeming as that close contact? And do they deserve that title of friend? Do they deserve that title of best friend? Do they deserve that title of not even a title? Do they deserve to even be connected to you any longer? You know, I remember someone told me, people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Well, were they in your life for a reason, and that reason is now it taught you what you were to learn, it's time to move on. Not to say you've moved beyond them, but sometimes they were to teach you something, and you're moving forth and growing. It's a part of the growth process. Not saying counsel people out. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, has that relationship moved beyond that? You all have outgrown each other. That's the best way to put that. Have you all outgrown each other in that aspect? Is it time to reevaluate why they were in your life, why you were in their life? Okay, so tonight's topic is one of those things that the Holy Spirit gave me that says, hey, let's talk about this and let's think about it. Stay connected. Yes, stay connected to Him first and foremost, but who are you staying connected to beyond Him? What are you staying connected to? Why are you staying connected to them? And where are your priorities? Where do they take precedence? What's the importance of these connections and these relationships? Because here's the thing. If you're giving too much attention to the wrong thing, the important things are going to go lacking. So if you're putting all your time and effort into social media and your business and you have a family, then that family is going to feel neglected. And if you have a business, you got to find a balance. And in anything, there needs to be a happy, healthy balance. You can't put all your time into your job or your business and then no time into your family and vice versa. So we got to do everything in balance. We got to do everything in excellence. and make sure that we're doing everything not to glorify us, but give God glory. In everything that we do, we give him glory. I know even with this show, this was an assignment. I tell people all the time, this was an assignment that the Lord gave me. I accepted that assignment, and I've been doing it every single week for 4.5 years. As of 2 days ago, it's been 4.5 years. And I give God praise, and I thank him, and I'm honored that he chose me for this assignment. And I take it near and dear, and I have seen myself grow, because I'm telling you, when he first gave me this assignment, I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I don't know anything about radio. I don't know anything about podcasts. I don't know. But it's not for you to know. It's for you to be obedient and walk forth in what he's called you to. So remember, what are you doing in this hour? What connections are you making? And what connections are you connected to? Are they positive? Are they fruitful? And are they worth working on? Are they too draining? Where are you in those relationships? Stay connected to God first and foremost. Next, the rest of those relationships, where are you? I want you to reevaluate a lot of things, because I want you to make sure that you're prioritizing your family, your business, but you have to, it's a must, that you find a happy balance. That's a happy, healthy balance, because you don't want to pour so much into one that something else gets neglected. Well, tonight was a simple, simple show, and we were just talking about staying connected. Who, what, why, where are you connected, and what's taking precedence? Thank you again to all of our sponsors, Ms. Cornelia Brown from I Boomerang, I Travel for Less, Ms. Jillian Simpson of Post Surgery Care of Atlanta, Bridgewell Realty Inc. with Bridget Howell, Vodiology with all of our infomercials and commercials, Infographics for our graphic needs and photography, also a Unique Expression by Design. Guys, don't forget, go get your 21-day Mind Detox Devotional for $2.99 on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any of your online outlets for book purchases. That's only $2.99. Thank you so much, friend. Make sure you go out and visit all of our sponsors. They all have to have Facebook business pages. Go on out and support them. And thank you guys for listening in to On Fire to Inspire. Love you much. And have a blessed and prosperous week.
I am fire. I am fire.